Now is the time for Voice for the Hurting, intercessory prayer broadcast with Jerena Payne. Welcome.
Deliver me from my enemies, oh my God. Defend me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity and save me from bloodthirsty men. For look, they lie in wait for my life. The mighty gather against me, not for my transgression nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves through no fault of mine. Awake to help me, and behold, you therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to punish all the nations. Do not be merciful to any wicked transgressors. At evening they return, they growl like a dog and go all around the city. Indeed, they belch with their mouth and swords are in their lips, for they say, who hears? But you, O Lord, shall laugh at them. You shall have all the nations in derision. I will wait on you. Oh, you, his strength, for God is my defense. My God of mercy shall come to meet me. God shall let me see my desire on my enemies. Do not slay them, lest my people forget. Scatter them by your power and bring them down. Oh, Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride. And for the cursing and lying which they speak, consume them in wrath, consume them that they may not be. And let them know that God rules in Jacob to the ends of the earth. And at evening they return, they growl like a dog and go all around the city. They wander up and down for food and howl if they are not satisfied. But I will sing of your power. Yes, I will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning. For you have been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. To you, O my strength, I will sing praises. For God is my defense, my God of mercy. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless your name for who you are, Heavenly Father. And I thank you, God, for attending to our cry, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for hearing us, Father, your people, Lord, and answering us. Thank you for being the good shepherd and the good father, Lord, that you are. And God, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you move and intervene, God, in the police force, God, in the name of Jesus, and those civilian workers, God, those in high places, God, in the name of Jesus, in the nation, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, state and government, Father, local, in the name of Jesus, move by your spirit and power. But I emphasize, God, for God, the cops, God, the police, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said in your word in Romans 13, 4 and 5, that the authorities are God's servants sent for our good. And if anybody is doing wrong, Heavenly Father, you said, of course, one should be afraid because one knows that they are doing wrong, breaking the law, and they do have consequences, Father. If we break the law, there are consequences, Father. And Lord Jesus, their job, Heavenly Father, is to punish us, God, for what we do as wrong, God. And you tell us in your word, Father, your servants, Father, that we must submit to them, God, not just to avoid getting into trouble, God, but because morally, God, it's the right thing to do. And because that is your command, Father, that we, God, be law-abiding citizens, Father, as the people of God, Lord, and so that we could sleep at night with a clear conscience, Heavenly Father. And Lord, the rules apply, God, of government to everyone, Heavenly Father. If they are Christians, God, born again believers or not, Heavenly Father, we must abide, God, by the law. And Heavenly Father, the government, Father, has the right, God. These civilian workers, the lawmakers, they have the right to execute, rather, God, if the laws are not abided by, Father. They have the right to inflict the punishment, Father, for those, God, who does wrong in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that if we speed, God, in a car, Heavenly Father, or if we steal something from the store, Heavenly Father, God, there will be consequences, Father, for the sin. The sin requires punishment, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, the same goes, Lord, when these cops, Heavenly Father, police us, God, in the name of Jesus, kill, Father, the innocent, Lord. They're breaking, God, the law, Father, and they should have consequences, Father, for their actions in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that one day, as your word says in Revelation 21:4, that you will wipe away every tear from our eyes, God, and there will be no more death, God. There will be no more sorrow, Father. There'll be no more crying, God, or pain, because all of these things will be gone forever. But Lord, you said at the same time in Galatians 6:4 that you want us to pay careful attention to our own work. Pay careful attention to our own work, and then we will get the satisfaction of a job well done. God, the same applies to these officers. If they do the right thing, Heavenly Father, they will feel good even about themselves, God, in the name of Jesus. But they must be careful, Father, how they act and how they react and what they do, because sin, Father, has consequences, God, for all. You says, tell us, God, not to compare ourselves with anyone else. These cops, Heavenly Father, should not be competing against how many bodies they've got under their belt or how they can inflict unjust punishment on the next person as their colleague, Heavenly Father, or whatever it may be, God. Lord Jesus, it's wrong and it's sin in your eyes, God, and it not only hurts you, God, and hurts them ultimately, God, but Father, it hurts, God, loved ones of these victims, Father, in the name of Jesus, that have to, God, go on through life without their loved one, Father, at, God, the expense of a cop, in the name of Jesus, that took their lives unjustly, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, you say in your word that we are all, God, responsible for our own conduct. And the same applies with the law of the land. So if we're responsible for our own conduct, Father, one must make the adjustments, Father, if something is not right, God, and do what is right, Father, and ensure, God, that they're abiding by the law in Jesus' name. Father, so many deaths are going on. Racism, Heavenly Father, and crime, God, with colored people, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, at the hands, God, of these white cops, Heavenly Father, especially others too, God, but emphasis, God, on what's really going on, Heavenly Father, and people of color, African American, Hispanic, Heavenly Father, Lord, but especially African American, Lord God, we need you to help, Father. Lord, it seems like consequences are not enough, and some have gone on, God, without having, God, to pay their debts, God, for the sin they committed, the murders they've committed. But Lord, in your word in Galatians 6:7-10, you said, do not be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live in peace, the Spirit, will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. Let us not get tired of doing what is good. At the just right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, and especially those in the household of faith. And God, I thank you, Lord. There are many cops, Heavenly Father, police officers that claim they are Christ believers, followers of Christ, Christians abiding by the law, God, of your word, Heavenly Father. However, God, as murderers, Heavenly Father, as liars, God, deceivers, God, it has proven not so. They've proven rather, God, that they're either infected, God, and need you, God, to cleanse them and purge them of all unrighteousness, Father. Or, Lord God, they're of their father, the devil. And you never knew them to begin with. Father, help in the name of Jesus. Help them do good, Father, in the name of Jesus. They never know who they're pulling over or a life that they're taking. It may be their so-called, if they're saved, God, brother, a sister in Christ, God. Little brother, little sister in Christ, God. Lord, your child that they've taken, Heavenly Father, unjustly, God. Lord Jesus, help God. Help their sinful nature, God, and the bloodthirsty soul in the mighty name of Jesus. Sinners, God, we understand, God, are spiritually blind. But Lord God, you are ready to hear those who worship you and do your will. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. God, their iniquities have separated them from you, Lord God. They've been separated because of their wickedness, God. And their sins have hidden, God, them from your face so that you don't even hear. Lord, some of these corrupt officers, God, are hell bound right here, God, on earth. Those that are committing these senseless murders, God, the cover-ups, God, in the name of Jesus. And not only here on earth, some are hell bound eternally. Father, I ask God that you help, Father, reverse that curse, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Cause them to respond to your voice and to the call before it's too late. Father, you sent Jesus for the sinner, not for the righteous, God, not the saint, Heavenly Father. So I ask God that you open the sinners, these cops, God, that are sinners' ears again so that they may hear. Heavenly Father, you've warned, God, and you said in your word, Heavenly Father, nobody, God, will have an excuse that they did not receive the invitation of Christ, that they've never heard the name of Jesus, that they did not have that opportunity, Father, to get it right. No one will have that excuse, God. And many cops will raise, God, in the church or around it, Father, and heard the name of Jesus, seen it, Heavenly Father, for themselves, God. Maybe a grandparent, a parent, or whoever, Lord, and they chose to ignore it, Father, and follow, God, the devil in the name of Jesus. Father God, the invitations and the lifelines, God, that you sent several times on the earth, God, they ignored because they were consumed with pride and a hateful spirit by their father and of their father, the devil, Satan, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, they don't want to be in heaven, God, lifting up their eyes as they stand before you, Lord, and look to their left, God, and see, God, that young African-American boy, God, or that young man of color, God, or old man of color, standing, God, with you, Heavenly Father, with their crown, Lord. And then this corrupt cop, Heavenly Father, standing in heaven before you, waiting to receive his fate, remembers that face and becomes petrified in fear, Heavenly Father, as he awaits his judgment, God. As you pierce and gaze in his eyes, God, in the name of Jesus. And this corrupt cop standing in heaven cries out, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry, help me. As they again look at that young boy or man of African American descent that they killed, that actually made it to heaven. As this corrupt cop stands before you and awaits their fate, God. And Lord, they're asking to help you. They're crying, Lord Jesus, help me. I confess I'm a sinner in need of you, Savior. And all of a sudden, God, as they say that, Father, they're petrified even more with fear. Because now those words that they're saying from their mouth sound so familiar. It's familiar because that was the same invitation that you had given them on earth to get themselves right with you. Do what's right. Love their neighbor. And God, they were again consumed, God, in their own ways, disbelief, disrespect, and disregard, not only for you, God, but for your human creation of dark skin. They were consumed with pride, hate, and rebellion. And Father, what a sad thing, God, when you look them in their eyes with an intense gaze, God, with the beauty and radiance of your awesomeness, and tell them softly, I never knew you. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm crying out, God, for your help. Lord, I'm crying out for your help, God, for these corrupt, racist cops, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Your word tells us, God, everybody, saints and sinners, that you can be sure. Oh, yes, you can be sure that your sin will find you out. God, I pray in the name of Jesus for judge, jury, state attorneys, state laws, lawyers, the nation, governmental laws, these witches and warlocks, these sorcerers in uniform and that are in these high places, God. In the name of Jesus, the devil's bait and switch. He's baiting and switching them, Heavenly Father. These corrupt cops, God, he baits and switch, getting them to murder and to kill, Father, to lynch, God, to lie. These lawyers and attorneys, God, and judges covering up, Father, dirt, Heavenly Father, crime, God. In the name of Jesus, listening, God, and following their father, God, the devil, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as the enemy sucks them in, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as he takes them deeper, Father, in these pagan practices and rituals, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Father, he switches up on them. He promises them power, God. He promises them prestige and riches. And God, it's true. It may have happened, Heavenly Father. Many times it does. But then, Father, the just God that you are comes, Heavenly Father. And Lord, you redeem those souls that were lost, that were killed, Heavenly Father. And then you begin to move on the hearts, God, of the community, people, judges, jury, state laws, state attorneys, God, governmental laws, Father, local laws, to do what is right and what is just. So then the enemy switched up on them, Father. And because, God, of their evil, wicked deeds, God, they must reap the consequences, Father, of their action. Bait and switch, God, of their father, the devil. Lord, in the name of Jesus, these people, God, in uniform, God, that are supposed to serve, God, those that you tell us, God, as the children of God and all people, Father, that we must abide under, God, that we must obey, Father, respect and reverence, that break the law over and over again, lie over and over again, are unjust over and over again, are unfair over and over again. Lord, let them continuously sit out and serve their sentence. Whatever it may be, deal with them, God, as they are behind bars in Jesus' name. I pray for a spiritual heart transplant, God, and a complete diversion to come upon them so strong, Father. They, God, cry out for you, need you, ask you, what must I do to be saved? I'm ready now, Jesus. Lord, because all they're going to have time to do is sit and think. And Father, I'm talking about, Father, not just things that are happening here locally, God, but this is a sin problem worldwide, Lord, in the name of Jesus. It's the same old devil, Father, the same old demons, God, just using different people, Father. And I ask, God, during this process, that you dispatch your angels to their aid in Jesus' name. Visit them in the night. Visit them in the day. Send your angels, God, also into the rooms where these cases, God, are in favor of protecting criminal police misconduct, shootings, lynchings, murders, hiding things, covering up, planting drugs, God, on innocent people, tearing up families, abuse, God, beatings, Heavenly Father, all things, God, that are abominable, rather, and detestable to your sight. God, move by your spirit and power. And in the name of Jesus, I send a block in the spirit and a spiritual wall of fire, God, that the devil cannot cross in the name of Jesus, as you're moving and you're intervening and you're visiting these rooms, God, where things are going on, these meetings, Heavenly Father, virtual meetings, meetings at the homes, in these gated communities, on the beach, as they stand around their altars, God, lifting up worship, God, to the devil in the name of Jesus, chanting, Father, all in the night, Lord, visit and dispatch your warring angels and whatever angels, God, are needed, Father, to go ahead, God, and tear down these walls and barriers, Father, and bring justice, God, and salvation for everyone, Lord, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I stop the airway in the name of Jesus of communication to conjure up evil and protect these criminals. In the name of Jesus, I stop the ears of the devil and his agents in the spirit and those in human form. I sabotage in the name of Jesus everything that goes against justice for all. I frustrate all satanic bases and operations in the name of Jesus and plead the blood of Jesus. I send it forth in Jesus's name. Lord, I pray, God, that you comfort the mourning. Comfort the mourning, Heavenly Father, and draw them close to you. All that is willing, that is, in the name of Jesus. I reverse the curse of sabotage in every word, curse and curse, and enemy traps that lures these young men into these police traps. Lord God, your word says also that the wages of sin is death. Lord, the majority will not listen. We already know this as humanity, but those who are willing, I pray, God, those that you predestined before the foundations of the earth, those that you called, God, especially before, God, they even knew themselves in the mother's womb, I pray that you redirect them, God. Block the pathway to sin and the demonic police traps in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I send it out all over the globe, from the north to the south, to the end, to the east, to the west, the airs, the waters, the earth, under the earth, in the name of Jesus, all around the woods, jungles, forests, on the boats, in the ships, God, in the name of Jesus, at sea, Father, airplanes, God, in the name of Jesus, helicopters, hospitals, everywhere, Father, camps, God, outside, indoors, everywhere, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for dispatching your angels, God, to send it forth, God. Work, God, in the name of Jesus. Move, Father, in the name of Jesus. Cause criminal police to call on the name of the Lord Jesus. And Father, when and if they call on your name, I thank you that you should answer them in Jesus' name. Jesus, you understand how it feels to be discriminated against because you are different. God, your belief in the Father, God, they discriminated against you because of that, because you believed your Father, because you stood against sin, because you were calling out mess. You were calling out mess because of what it was, and you called it out how it was, God. Father, you were born. Jesus was born into poverty. Jesus was born out of wedlock. Father, you were among murderers, thieves, robbers, persecutors, God, prostitutes, God, wealthy and prominent. God, you were amongst the poor, Father. And God, unfortunately, many of them didn't even know who you were. They did not realize that they were standing in the presence of God the Son. They beat you beyond recognition and totally disfigured you. They lied on you and accused you of things you didn't do. God, they tried to give you a name that was not the name above all names. They labeled you. They mistreated you. They abused you. They used you. They betrayed you. They pierced your side. The devil tried to even lure you. And they hung you on a tree. They lynched you too, because you were different. And Lord God, that same spirit has spread like gasoline to a match all over the world. And the flame is growing bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And Lord, we need you, Father, in the name of Jesus right now. Yahweh, we need you right now. We need you to continue answering us. You've been answering, Father. And God, we need you to continue. and those who haven't had the answer to their question. Answer, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask and beg of you. Forgive us for our sins. Cleanse us. Cause us to be worthy, Daddy, in your sight, in the name of Jesus. I pray and intercede, God, in the name of Jesus, and ask that you hear, God, in Jesus' name, those your people, even the sinners you said you don't hear, God. But in some cases, because many of us were sinners, God, I know I didn't like you. I hated you. I hated everything about Christians, Heavenly Father. I hated everything about the Bible, and you still spoke to me then. And you're the same God that changes not. So do it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Do it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those from a sincere heart, God. I pray for the government and civilian workers in the United States of America. I pray, God, for those in sub-Saharan Africa, in the name of Jesus. I pray for government and civilian workers in Western Europe. I pray for God, government and civilian workers in Bangladesh, Pakistan, and all over the world. Visit the chambers, God, in the natural of their hearts. And visit the chambers, God, of their hearts, God, spiritually, in the name of Jesus. And other chambers and doors, God, in the name of Jesus. Those in power, those buddies, those best friends, those secret groups, God. In hidden societies, dispatch your angels even now, Father, in the name of Jesus, in these rooms and everywhere that they communicate, the mediums and platforms they use to communicate, online, even by phone, mail, in person, wherever. God, you know, and through these demonic channels, God, unclean spirits, God, transferring information in the name of Jesus from one to another, from one person to the next, even speaking to people, demons actually speaking and communicating with people, relaying information, intervene. The blood of Jesus, I plead. The blood of Jesus, I send in Jesus' name. I cancel all backlash and retaliation of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Cover us, Lord. Protect us and redirect, God. Walls of fire, I command you to appear in the spirit all over the globe, everywhere, now, in the name of Jesus. Wherever the Lord God Jehovah need them to be, the Father, the enemy is prohibited from crossing those barriers and walls in the name of Jesus. He can't get through them walls because he's got to come through the blood. And surely we know that's impossible. Father, keep your angels posted up all over the globe and in these rooms. Lord Jesus, as a flaming sword of fire and guard, protect all of those of Caucasian, Father, ethnicity, who stand for truth and stand for righteousness. God, don't let harm or danger come near their dwelling. God, we're thankful for them in the name of Jesus. Cover them, Father, and keep them, God. And keep them, Father, as they go forth to speak, Father, in cases, Lord, or whatever it is, standing against wrong and injustice. And I'm not just praying, God, for Caucasians, God, but all ethnicities globally who face the same issues of hate, murder, and injustice. Save souls, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We are all foolish, God. We're not foolish, rather, as your people. We understand the times in which we live and know that they will get worse before they get better, Heavenly Father. But Lord, you're still God. And Lord, you are not afraid. I pray, God, that the police who swear to uphold the highest ethical standard to serve and protect the people from the enemy, in this case, were the enemy themselves. And God, I pray that you help them from harming, God, and protect them from harming themselves by suicide and anyone else, God, in the name of Jesus. The next victims, as they patrol the streets or serve sentences behind doors. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that all is well. Keep us, God. Cover, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in with me, Jerena Payne, for Voice for the Hurting Intercessory Prayer Broadcast. You're invited to connect with me on social media by visiting voiceforthehurting.com and clicking the social icons. Here you may also purchase my book, Battling Childhood Scars, or through all major book retailers. And to my givers, I encourage you to plant a seed into this garden at the level of your need through the PayPal button. It's quick, safe, and secure. Voice for the Hurting is God-breathed, and you will reap what you sow, multiplied as overflow. I am a living witness along with countless others. And remember, prayer is your lifeline and a powerful weapon. Now rise and shine, warrior. You are victory.